time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Well, good. Just fine. Thank you very much. How's the chance of rain in that forecast? Is it still hanging around?
It's in there, but it doesn't sound like it was as strong as it was yesterday.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Isolated, so we'll see.
Isolated where?
Yeah. Hopefully here.
Well, yeah, but hopefully here means here to, what's that mean? Wherever you happen to be standing at that particular time. Yeah, we need a widespread shower to come moving through the area. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. If nothing else, it is going to cool off a little bit, if depending upon your definition of cool, I guess. It is going to chill down about, 8 or 10 degrees or so. Over the next few days, not so much today, but over the next few days, we'll see that happen. So it's already warm outside today, 81 degrees out right now, a little warmer than we have been this time of the morning. Brett Holt's not able to be in with us this morning, but in his stead, he'd like you to listen to this from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, you know, one of the things that, as we sit here right now in the midst of the county fair season, one of the things folks always look forward to in Iowa during the summer, at least it seems like about a million or so folks do every year, is the Iowa State Fair, which is coming up on August 9th through the 19th this year. That 11-day annual run through the latter part of the summer season is one that a lot of folks enjoy. Of course, anymore, it seems like if you're going to enjoy the State Fair, you better go the first few days. Otherwise, you're going to miss school.
Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy how early school is starting anymore.
Yeah.
So you're just, you're going to have to get out there the first few days and stuff. But, a lot of effort and stuff goes into putting together a lot of the activities and events and things that go on at the Iowa State Fair each year. But some of the things that people really tend to look forward to during the State Fair and some of the things that really gain them a lot of attention, of course, early on would be the entertainment. That's one of the first things that folks will tend to look at to see what's going on at the fair this year. I mean, everybody kind of knows a lot of the other things. The Midway is always there. There are always plenty of other things to do. The livestock shows and things are there. There are plenty of rides and games and all kinds of stuff. The food. Everybody has their favorite place to go with the food stand.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the first things I look for. What's the crazy food item I got to try to eat this year?
What's deep fried?
Yeah.
What's covered in whatever, breading or chocolate or something this year? I always like those little mini donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Fry them right in front of you. Mm-hmm. Wow. How much weight could a person gain at the fair?
A lot if you wanted to.
I mean, I swear I could walk in a skinny guy and hardly fit through the gate at the end of the day if you really cut me loose. That's a different story. But the entertainment is one thing that's always a highlight at the fair because those are things that you can throw right out there to try to sell tickets to, and they do fairly well. In fact, some of the tickets are going very, very fast for some of the entertainment options that they have this year. Don't know if you've checked out the lineup quite yet. Stacy out front's been kind of keeping me updated on a lot of this kind of stuff now. She's already got her tickets to one of the events. So hope you get a chance to get in and get some of that stuff going, too. But they have all kinds of different types of things. A lot of music, as you would expect, during the course of the fair. But some real highlight events, too, during the course of. On Saturday night, August 11th, I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy. He's from Nebraska originally, but we'll forgive him. He goes by the name Larry the Cable Guy. You heard of this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah, a couple of times. Yeah, you can't turn on the Comedy Channel and not see Larry the Cable Guy at least once every half hour, I swear. But, he's going to be the featured performer coming up on Saturday, August 11th, and they have all those tickets on sale. An 8 o'clock show at the grandstand, you know that'll be huge. You know, if you like music, well, and obviously there's a lot of that, especially if you like country music this year. There's an awful lot of country music acts and some of the top ones in the country. Sunday, August the 12th, an 8 o'clock show features Miranda Lambert with Pistol Annies. That's the group that she put together. One of the hottest and hardest working performers in country music these days. That will draw a huge crowd. Also on Tuesday, August the 14th, one of the great new bands in country music that's really hit it big in the last couple of years is the band Perry, and the two brothers and sister will be performing at the Iowa State Fair Grandstand Tuesday, August 14th, and you might be able to sit next to Stacy for that one. I don't know. She likes to sing along there with them, though, so don't sit next to her. That wouldn't be that much fun. Don't you just hate going to concerts and sitting next to the person who thinks they sing just as well as the lead singer of the band?
Just about everybody does that anymore.
I know. Will you please shut up. No. Hank Williams Jr. will bring his Taking Back the Country tour to the State Fair this year on Friday, August 17th. You know that'll be a party.
Oh, yeah.
Hank Williams always says, a party always breaks out wherever he goes. Saturday, August 18th, if you want a little blast from the past, you can get your 80s fix with Journey, even though it's not the original band.
Journey,
but
yeah,
it's fake Journey. But Journey, and they have special guests Pat Benatar and Loverboy. So it's a real blast from the 80s there. And then on Sunday, August 19th, probably the one of the biggest shows, going back to the country theme, is Rascal Flatts performing with Little Big Town, the Eli Young Band, and Eden's Edge. That should be a big show on Sunday, August 19th. So a lot of stuff going on there. There are other musical acts and things, too, there as well. There's a fellow by the name of Toby Mac. I have no clue. Don't know. Never heard of him. But that's what it says, Toby Mac. So
I believe it's a Christian artist.
Yeah. Okay, not familiar with it. But that'll lead off the fair on August 9th on a Thursday. On Friday night, they're doing the Happy Together Tour 2012. That's going a little bit further back than the 80s. That's going to star the Turtles, featuring Flo and Eddie, the Monkees lead singer, Mickey Dolenz, also Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Grassroots, and the Buckinghams. Get your 60s fix going on there for that. And I have no idea who this is or what it is, but it says An Evening with Big Time Rush. And it's got a bunch of young kids, it looks like, in suits.
It's one of those Nickelodeon boy band production deals.
Okay, well, I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah.
So if you want to sit next to a bunch of screaming 11-year-old girls...
Yeah.
There you go. That's the place you're going to be. Huh? Okay. But lots of other things going on in the grandstand, too, for entertainment. Summer Series Late Model Edition will be on Monday, August 13th. They'll have the Grand Outlaw National Truck and Tractor Pull. I've been down there before. That's on Wednesday, August 15th. And I've been down there many times on that particular Wednesday when they're doing those kinds of things. That's a 2 o'clock in the afternoon show, by the way. And if you're going to stand anywhere near the grand, you don't even need to be in the grandstand. If you're going to stand anywhere near it, you might want to bring earplugs because that gets really, really loud. That's not your garden tractor pull. It's big time. And then also the Demolition Derby on Saturday, August 18th. And that's not a night show. That's 11:30 a.m. is when that gets started. And some of those are a little bit more expensive. For example, Rascal Flatts tickets are like $59. A lot of the tickets for a lot of the musical acts are anywhere from $30 to $50. Some of the other shows, though, you can pick up tickets a little bit less expensive. The Happy Together Tour is $25. The Racing and Late Models, the Truck and Tractor Pull, also the Demolition Derby, anywhere from $12 to $20 for tickets. So some are a little bit more expensive. Some are pretty reasonable, but you can pick up tickets, a lot of those different things, by going online. You can go to iowastatefair.org and pick up a lot of those tickets as well. And then also, in addition to all those things they have on the grandstand, have you ever just wandered around the fair? They have several stages in different locations. And sometimes it's amazing. You can find some really solid entertainment at the free stages.
Oh, yeah.
You just go find your favorite foods, whether it be on a stick or whatever, and take it with you and just wander over to one of the free stages that are scattered around the different locations on the fairgrounds and just sit and enjoy some great music or some great different entertainment stuff. I sat and watched Juice Newton one year. She was on the free stage.
Nice.
You know, just happened to wander in and there it was. But they've got a lot of different things. The Blue Band, the Nadas, which is a popular local band in the Des Moines area. But there are all kinds of other things, too. A lot of different types of music. You'll find things like Street Corner Symphony, which is an a cappella group. There's a Hypnotist. They'll have Christian, rock, country, oldies, and pop music. The Budweiser stage actually has a lot of oldies and rock, including stuff like Dave Mason Duo, Restless Hearts. There's an Elvis impersonator there. There's plenty of stuff going on. The Susan Knapp Amphitheater really features a lot of different types of country acts, it seems like, but there are also some other things. There's some 80s hair music, if you like that kind of stuff. There's rock and R&B and funk and stuff. Boys to Men will be performing on that particular stage, along with many others, too. So, you know, you don't have to spend a small fortune. I realize some of the tickets in the grandstand can be a little pricey for folks. And, you know, it's great to see these acts when they get a chance to come to this area that close. But, you know, there are some pretty solid entertainment options in other places, too. So if your idea of going to the state fair doesn't include getting on the Tilt-A-Whirl or slingshotting up into the clouds, it's not really my idea of the fair anymore. Maybe 30 years ago, but not anymore. You know, if your idea of spending some time at the state fair is a nice cool drink, maybe something to eat, and a little shade tree with a bench where you can enjoy some free entertainment, maybe that's the way to go. Plenty of that to do, too.
Yeah. I'm always amazed. I never went growing up as a kid. You know, I always just heard about how big of a deal it was and never really went. In the last few years, we've started to make it kind of a tradition to at least go over a day, and it's a lot of fun. There's a whole lot of things to see. That's all we do is go wander around and take a look at stuff.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. I never went to the state fair as a child, ever. You know, Dubuque, we were, you know, 3.5-4 hours away from Des Moines at that point in time, back when the speed limit was a lot slower than it is now. We didn't make that trip. It wasn't even a consideration. Mm-hmm. It was just too long to think about. We'd go to the county fair or something, but not so much the state fair. But since I've moved here 24 years ago, made a lot of annual trips down there, some for work and some just for pleasure too. But yeah, it's kind of unfortunate now. I wish we'd had the chance to do that when we were when we were kids, because there's a lot of fun stuff to do. And it's kind of interesting to see the fairgrounds and the fair itself kind of morph over time, too.
Yeah.
You know, they've had different things happen. The Tunnel of Love, you know, burned down and be rebuilt and things. There were a fire at Diamond Jack's burned down some years ago. A lot of rebuilding there. They had a storm go through that knocked over a lot of trees some years ago. So what did they do? They took the lemons and made lemonade instead of just clearing out the stuff. In some places, those tree stumps that were left, they did chainsaw carvings of different things. So, you know, just things have changed over time. And some of the current the upgrades in the buildings and facilities, of course, you can't just leave the same old thing stand for 100 years. Mm-hmm. Some of those things need a little bit of upgrading. A lot of people go through the fairgrounds during the course of a year. So, yeah, a lot of neat things to see and do, and I hope you get a chance to have a little bit of fun. And who knows, maybe you just have to keep listening. Maybe as we get closer to state fair time, we'll have a few things from the state fair here. You just never know. Mm-hmm. So maybe you want to just keep listening in. We want to turn things back over to Brett, but unfortunately he's not sitting here. He's off enjoying the family here this week, so instead we'll let you listen to this from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Hey, I hope you get a chance to enjoy a lot of the things that not only the state fair, but the county fairs have to offer, the ones that are left here. Audubon and Cass County Fairs both coming up yet here in just a couple of days. Hope you enjoy. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.